Welcome to the Ditch That Textbook podcast, a daily show to equip, inform, and inspire educators to teach with less reliance on the textbook through technology, creativity, and innovation. I'm your host, Matt Miller. Let's get started. This is episode 34 of the Ditch That Textbook podcast, a member of the Education Podcast Network. And if you heard the episode yesterday, guess what? Still out in the car. My daughter is still in gymnastics, and we're still talking about stuff here on the podcast. So let's knock out another episode, shall we? So I am holding in my hand right now a copy of this fantastic book called Google Apps for Littles. And the subtitle is Believe They Can. And I came across one of the authors of this book, Christine Pinto, on Twitter, and have been blown away by her and Alice Keeler as they've worked together to kind of like deconstruct this myth that I hear so many times from teachers that they'll say, oh, my kids are kindergarten or first grade or second grade. They're not ready for Google Apps yet. They can't do it yet. And Christine Pinto's answer to that has always been, yes, they can. And Christine has taught kindergarten for several years, and her kids get their hands dirty in Google tools all the time. And I love all of the examples in this book. So I pulled a few of my favorites out and wanted to share them with you. So from the book, a couple of the things they talk about. The first one is voice typing. And if you haven't heard of voice typing in Google Docs, it really, really is pretty cool. Basically, if you go into the tools and you use voice typing, it will let you dictate. And so you can talk, the microphone picks it up, and it changes it over into words. And which is kind of a game changer in and of itself. But the fact that littles can use this to practice their sight words is huge. So if they have a list of all of their sight words, and then they use the voice typing, and they read them out loud, then all of a sudden they can see how did it show up on the screen. And they can check, is their pronunciation right? Is it a little bit off? And it gives them that instant feedback without the teacher even having to take part in that. So I love that one. Number two is pixel art. This is something that I've seen Alice do at Google Apps or G Suite workshops before. And pixel art is basically where you open up a spreadsheet and you change all of the cells into little squares. And you can change the color of all of those squares to make art. And this is perfect for working with younger kids. And in fact, they even have this neat template where they've changed it so that whenever you put a number into one of the cells, there's a little formula inside the spreadsheet that will change that number to a certain color. So there's kind of like a legend to the side, and you can see. And so it lets the younger kids practice with their numbers, practice navigating within a spreadsheet. I mean, there's a lot of good in this that I really like. Number three is collaborative slides. And this is something that I love to work with students of all ages, really. And it totally fits for the younger ones, too. And it's the idea that you make one slide presentation with a bunch of slides in it, and then you share it with your students, which can be really, really easily done in Google Classroom. You just give them, you attach it to an assignment or an announcement, and you make it so that anyone can edit. And so they jump in there. And then they're all able to find their own slide and do some stuff on it. Now, they gave a really neat example of how you could use this by collaborating with someone in the upper grades. So let's say they partner up with another class of older students, and then they can compare their ages and the things that they like and what they study in class. And so it's a neat way to get them interacting with the older kids too. Number four is manipulatives. And I've seen Christine Pinto talk about this before, where kids will get a handful of M&Ms or some gummy bears or blocks. They even talk about how you could do this with the weather and adding to a chart with the weather. But basically what they do is they take all of this data and then they'll put it into little bar graphs just by adding blocks to those bar graphs by changing the color of them, which is really neat. So anyway, those are four things that you can do right away with Google Apps for younger kids. So if you know someone, or if you yourself work with kids in the K through 2 age group, you definitely got to check out this book. Thanks for listening to the Ditch That Textbook podcast. Be sure to subscribe to the podcast on iTunes, Google Play, Stitcher, Spotify, or wherever you listen to podcasts. If you love it, be sure to leave a review and rating on iTunes to help others find the show. Thanks for listening, and happy ditching.